Governor Tim Walz intimates protesting ICE is a patriotic duty. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 7, 2026. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., intimated during a Wednesday afternoon press conference that protesting ICE is a patriotic duty at this point in time. The AP aired the presser in which Walz said, without context, "This morning we learned that an ICE officer shot and killed someone in Minneapolis. My deepest condolences to the family, to the loved ones, who had to learn about this tragic event on national television." He did not mention that the woman who was shot allegedly drove her vehicle into an ICE agent during the incident in which Homeland Security said she weaponized her vehicle. Walz then claimed Trump does not care about Minnesota and said, "There is nothing more important than Minnesotans' safety." While interacting with reporters, Walz said, "The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time." President Trump also addressed the ICE-involved shooting, saying it appeared to have been in self-defense and noting that the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement officers and ICE agents on a daily basis. The White House responded to the post-shooting criticism of ICE by posting to X, "We stand with the brave men and women of ICE and law enforcement who risk everything to keep our communities safe." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.